Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of reality, hope, and a whole lot of sunshine, even on those cloudy days. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to remind you that life throws curveballs, sometimes big ones that knock us off our feet. But guess what? We can learn to bounce back stronger than ever. Today, we're diving into a tough but also important topic. Finding hope after losing everything. Ever felt like the rug was pulled right out from under you? Like your entire world flipped upside down and you were left staring at the wreckage? Losing everything, a job, a relationship, a dream, it can feel absolutely devastating. It's easy to get swallowed up by despair, to think there's no light at the end of this tunnel. But trust me, there is. Let's break down some key takeaways that can help you navigate these choppy waters and emerge with more strength and resilience than you ever imagined. Firstly, acknowledging your pain is crucial. Don't bottle it up, pretending everything's okay when deep down you're crumbling. Allow yourself to feel the full force of those emotions, the grief, the anger, the sadness. It's okay to cry, to scream into a pillow, to journal your feelings. Bottling them up will only prolong the healing process. Remember, feeling your feels doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. Secondly, practice self-compassion. This is where things get really crucial. When we lose everything, we often turn on ourselves with a harsh inner critic, berating ourselves for what happened or assuming we could have done something differently. But guess what? Self-blame isn't productive. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through the same thing. Be your own cheerleader. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and support, even in this painful moment. Thirdly, remember that loss can be a catalyst for growth. As hard as it is to believe now, sometimes those massive shifts in our lives force us to shed old patterns and embrace new possibilities. Think of it like this. If your entire world was built on sand, losing everything might just be the kick you need to build something stronger, more resilient on solid ground. Fourthly, focus on what you can control. When things feel chaotic and out of our hands, we often fall into a pit of helplessness. But there are always things within your reach that you can influence: your attitude, your actions, the way you choose to spend your time and energy. Channel that energy into positive steps forward, no matter how small they may seem. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of connection. Reaching out to loved ones, seeking support groups, or even just talking to a trusted friend can make a world of difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. We're all in this together, and there are people who genuinely care and want to help you find your way back to the light. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a woman who lost her entire business overnight due to a devastating fire. She was heartbroken, overwhelmed with debt, and felt like giving up. But then, she took a deep breath, acknowledged her pain, practiced self-compassion, and started focusing on what she could control. She reached out to friends and family for support, found a new job, and eventually rebuilt her life from scratch stronger and wiser than before. Sarah's story is a testament to the incredible resilience of the human spirit. Remember, finding hope after losing everything isn't about erasing the pain or pretending it never happened. It's about acknowledging the depth of your loss, honoring your feelings, and choosing to move forward with courage and determination. You are capable of incredible things, even when you feel utterly broken. So, my amazing listeners, take a moment right now and repeat this after me. I am strong, I am resilient, and I will find my way back to the light. Believe it. Want to share your own story or connect with others going through similar experiences? Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media. Let's build a community of support and hope together. And don't forget, we've got your back every step of the way. See you in the next episode, where we'll explore another powerful tool for navigating life's challenges. Keep shining, beautiful souls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.